Welcome to Morning Prayer and Worship. This is Monday in Ordinary Time, proper 11 in the church calendar. I'm so glad that you're here. If you do have a prayer request, as always, you can go to benwardmusic.com/prayer request. We'd love to pray for you. Just want to say a huge thank you to everyone who gave and supported and prayed during the summer giving campaign. We exceeded our goal thanks to your generosity. And I'm actually playing the new guitar that I was able to get. The Lord provided it, and I'm excited about sharing the testimony of how He's already started this process in all of us, including me. We do have a new Facebook group. If you go to benwardmusic.com/Facebook, we're going to start a place where we can share prayer requests, pray for each other, and also keep up to date with all the things that are going on here on the podcast. Let's welcome this new week. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Make me an instrument of your peace. Make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, injury, doubt, lend me so love, pardon, faith. Where there's despair, darkness, sadness, let me bring hope, light, and joy. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Make me an instrument of your peace. Make me an instrument, an instrument of your peace. Not to seek to be consoled, understood, to be loved, is to console, understand, and love. For in giving we receive, in pardoning we're pardoned, in dying we are born again to eternal life. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Make me an instrument of your peace. Make me an instrument, an instrument of your peace. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done, by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen. Not to seek to be consoled, understood, to be loved, is to console, understand, and love. For in giving we receive, in pardoning we're pardoned, in dying we are born again to eternal life. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Make me an instrument of your peace. Make me an instrument your peace. Thank you, Lord, for this day that you have made. Make us instruments of your peace, God. Fill us to overflowing today. Amen and amen. This Monday, in ordinary time, Proper 11, Psalm 41. Blessed are those who have regard for the weak. The Lord delivers them in times of trouble. The Lord protects and preserves them. They are counted among the blessed in the land. He does not give them over to the desire of their foes. The Lord sustains them on their sick bed and restores them from the bed of illness. I said, have mercy on me, Lord. Heal me, for I have sinned against you. My enemies say of me in malice, when will he die and his name perish? When one of them comes to see me, he speaks falsely, while his heart gathers slander. Then he goes out and spreads it around. All my enemies whisper together against me. They imagine the worst for me, saying a vile disease has afflicted him. He will never get up from the place where he lies. Even my close friend, someone I trusted, one who shared my bread, has turned against me. But may you have mercy on me, Lord. Raise me up that I may repay them. I know that you are pleased with me, for my enemy does not triumph over me. Because of my integrity, you uphold me and set me in your presence forever. Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. Amen and amen. Now Psalm 52. Why do you boast of evil, you mighty hero? Why do you boast all day long, you who are a disgrace in the eyes of God? You who practice deceit, your tongue plots destruction. It is like a sharpened razor. You love evil rather than good, falsehood rather than speaking the truth. You love every harmful word, you deceitful tongue. Surely God will bring you down to everlasting ruin. He will snatch you up and pluck you from your tent. He will uproot you from the land of the living. The righteous will see and fear. They will laugh at you, saying, here now is the man who did not make God his stronghold, but trusted in his great wealth and grew strong by destroying others. But I am like an olive tree, flourishing in the house of God. I trust in God's unfailing love forever and ever. For what you have done, I will always praise you in the presence of your faithful people. And I will hope in your name, for your name is good. I'll hope in your name, for your name is good. I'll hope in your name, for your name is good. I'll hope in your name, for your name is good. Oh, you're so good, Lord. You're so good, Lord. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Our scripture lesson today is Acts 13, 44 through 52. On the next Sabbath, almost the whole city gathered to hear the word of the Lord. When the Jews saw the crowds, they were filled with jealousy. They began to contradict what Paul was saying and heaped abuse on him. Then Paul and Barnabas answered them boldly, "We had to speak the word of God to you first. Since you reject it and do not consider yourselves worthy of eternal life, we now turn to the Gentiles. For this is what the Lord has commanded us. I have made you a light for the Gentiles, that you may bring salvation to the ends of the earth. When the Gentiles heard this, they were glad and honored the word of the Lord, and all who were appointed for eternal life believed. The word of the Lord spread through the whole region, but the Jewish leaders incited the God-fearing women of high standing and the leading men of the city. They stirred up persecution against Paul and Barnabas and expelled them from their region. So they shook the dust off their feet as a warning to them and went to Iconium. And the disciples were filled with joy and with the Holy Spirit. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. And I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. 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 Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. 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 This Monday in Ordinary Time, Proper 11, our collect of the day, the prayer we pray together collectively throughout generations. Almighty God, the fountain of all wisdom, you know our necessities before we ask and our ignorance in asking. Have compassion on our weakness and mercifully give us those things which for our unworthiness we dare not, and for our blindness we cannot ask. Through the worthiness of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Amen. Lead us in a time of guided prayer. I'll give prompts. I'll continue to play. Pray specifically by name for those in your life. Let's begin with our own hearts, our joys, thanksgivings, trials, worries, fears. Lay them all before Jesus. He cares for you. Lay them all before your Father. He knows what you need even before you ask. can ask it, Lord. You know what we need before we can ask it, Lord. Let's pray for our families now, whatever that means in your life today. Media family, extended family, those who are like family, lift them up, those closest to you. You know what we need before we can ask it, Lord. You know what we need before we can ask it, Lord. Pray for friends, acquaintances, coworkers, fellow students, whoever the Lord lays on your heart, your mind, your tongue. And pray for your enemies. Bless those who curse you. Pray blessing upon them. As Jesus commands, it changes you, it changes them, it changes the circumstance. You know what we need before we can ask it. You know what we need before we can ask it, Lord. I'm going to pray today for those who feel they are in a dead-end job, a job they hate. Lord, we just pray for those who would love to change their profession, their job, their career, whatever stage of life they're in. Lord, would you make a way where there is no way, God? The dreams and desires that you put in their hearts, may they lay them before you and begin to see that nothing is impossible for you. You are faithful and want to walk with all of us in every detail of our life, including our jobs. Show your power, show your mercy, show your compassion, God. Pray for those, Lord, who are in situations where there's persecution or abuse of some kind in their job, by people that are over them. In the name of Jesus, make it stop, God. Let them see your power working as we pray, God. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Make me an instrument of your peace. Make me an instrument of your peace. the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen and amen. Go in the peace and the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit. You are loved. Your Father knows what you need even before you ask. Walk into that provision and that knowledge and that peace and that power in the name of Jesus. Thank you for praying with me today. Let's pray together again tomorrow. Join us in the Facebook group, binwardmusic.com/Facebook. Bye-bye.